I'm pretty sure I can rap on this beat.
No, you can't.
I didn't say well, but I know I can. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Hour two of the program. We've taken time to break down the Miami Hurricanes versus Ohio State. A lot of Cotton Bowl stuff, but we do want to give you your headlines here real quick. I don't see a headline sponsor, so I'm not going to read it, even though, you know, I know what it should be. I'm going to move on and say that your Florida Panthers.
What about them? They lost last night.
Lost in overtime. They won't be in action again until after the Winter Classic. And
are in the Winter Classic, so it can't be after.
That is dumb on my part. Minus one for me.
Yes.
The Miami Heat will be in action tomorrow against the Detroit Pistons. The Miami Dolphins on Sunday finish off their season with Quinn Ewers in the backfield. What'd you think of old Quinny boy?
I mean, really?
Okay.
I mean, it is what it is.
Josh Beck 2.0?
We'll see. Maybe you found your backup quarterback for the future, but
maybe we found our backup quarterback for the future. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that. But another headline coming out of the NFL world.
Which one?
Stephon Diggs.
Which is it, Stephon or his brother? Because there's two. The Diggs family had a nasty day yesterday.
So I saw that you said that, and I know the one about Stephon because. That one, I saw some of the Patriots were being notified.
About some felony strangulation. All right. Now, we know the boy is outside, right? We know if he dips in your pockets, he's leaving some change, if you get what I mean.
If he dips in your pocket, he's leaving some change. Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Remember the notorious video that the Vikings had of, like, who would you not want...
Right.
To date your
sister. Right. So, I mean, obviously he's the current baby father of Cardi B, you know.
Yes.
And after she announced that they were having a kid, seems like three or four other ladies have announced that they're having children with him. So now he's been apparently charged with strangulation.
To his chef, right? Am I right?
Yes.
And something about a sum of money that was owed to her or something like that. Do you have any more? Like, I can just read this article here. But off top, did you have a chance to dive into this?
No, I didn't get into Stephon stuff because Travion stuff started getting into
it. What happened with that?
All right, so he's facing a felony. All right, so Stephon is facing a felony charge of strangulation and misdemeanor charge of assault from alleged incident that occurred on December 2nd. And a motion hearing is taking place on yesterday morning in Boston, in Dedham, Massachusetts District Court. And the arraignment is scheduled for January 23rd, which would be the Friday before the AFC Championship, not the ACC, I'm sorry, AFC Championship game. According to a police report, a woman went to the police December 16th and shared that she was working as a private chef on the date of the incident in question when Diggs entered her unlocked bedroom and allegedly smacked her across the face after they had discussed money owed to her.
Sorry.
According to police, she said she attempted to push Diggs away when he allegedly tried to choke her with his elbow around her neck and later threw her onto the bed and said lies when she said she had not been paid. Damn, he tried to rear naked chokes?
That's not cool. Got her in a headlock, dude?
That's crazy.
Like, this is over money that she says
that was owed to her. After the alleged incident, she left her position and the residence to stay with a friend. When the woman returned December 9th to retrieve her property, Diggs referred her to his assistant, who told the woman she had to sign an NDA before she would be paid. She did not sign it, per the report. The woman informed police December 16th that she didn't want to file charges before deciding to do so on December 22nd, according to authorities. Diggs' attorney, David Meyer, said in a statement that the allegations are unsubstantiated. And Stephon Diggs categorically denies these allegations. They are unsubstantiated, uncorroborated, and were never investigated because they did not occur. The timing and motivation for making the allegations crystal clear. They are the direct result of an employee-employer financial dispute that was not resolved to the employee's satisfaction. Stephon looks forward to establishing the truth in a court of law. So that's what's going on over there.
Okay, so yeah, that's the gist of what I got. Now, tell me what happened with his brother.
So Trayvon got released by the Cowboys, right?
And, which is news to me. I thought he was like a star.
Well, it happened during our show, and yes, he was an all-pro cornerback not too long ago. I know he was a Pro Bowler. He, you know, everybody loved him and his relationship with his son. Remember the Hard Knocks Cowboys? Everybody fell in love with the son. So anyway, but the Diggs boys are outside. Like, they're outside. They're outside. They're outside. So he got released. Now, there is various reports, Marcos, that on the reason why he got released. So there's two. One was he had not rehabbed the way they wanted him to rehab. He wanted to rehab outside of the facilities. He wanted to rehab in South Florida. And they wanted him to rehab in Dallas. So that's one report. But now the report that there's two reports that I've heard. The one that's there's one that's crazy, and then this one is like, you know, it's a little crazy, but you know, it's not as crazy as the other one. The one that's not as crazy was after the Black Friday, the Christmas game on Thursday. Last Thursday, after the Christmas game, they played the Commanders in Washington. He wanted to stay in Washington. He did not want to fly back with the team. He said he wanted to stay in Washington and spend time with his family. You know, the holidays, everybody's going to have days off. So since he was already going to be in D.C., he thought, why should I fly back with the team and then, you know, return flight back to Washington? He asked the Cowboys. Cowboys said no. Brian Schottenheimer said no. He said, well, whatever, once we land, I'm just going to buy another ticket to fly back out. So what's the point? Shoddy said no. He decided to stay in Washington and not fly back with the team.
Okay.
Now, the family and friends that he claimed that he wanted to stay with just so happened to be a performer who's performing. He stepped out with that performer wearing matching fits onto the stage.
Performer.
A rapper. So that was the one thing. Then there's this other rumor that's crazy.
Okay.
That they're saying, remember the player that on a live passed away with the Cowboys? They're saying that Diggs might have had a relationship with that player's girlfriend.
Oh,
right. And they've been hiding all year a lot of stuff. They've been hiding a lot of stuff. They just ever since he got the money, he's been acting a different way, and they're kind of tired of his antics. And that might have been the final straw with the DC situation, but to go along with that other situation, it was like, yeah, it's time for them to go. But apparently,
a bunch of drama.
Yeah, a lot of drama going on in Dallas.
The Diggs family, dude. Jesus. That is rough, man. That is rough. Hopefully, you know, obviously the internet can take hold of things and run. That last story is wild.
Yeah.
I can understand the first one in that, like, hey, it only makes sense. Let me stay. I'm going to buy a plane ticket here anyway. And I can understand a franchise saying,
right, because I can understand a franchise not wanting to give you anything if you've been acting up. Like, if I ask you, hey, if you're injured, come rehab with us. No, I'd rather rehab in South Florida. Obviously, there was a strain in the relationship. Yeah. But if you're doing things that, you know, it's not out of the blue, not you know, something that's not necessary, like not out of the ordinary with you, and it's bad because it's bad in the locker room. Like, we all know, I mean, sleeping with somebody's teammates, you know, sleeping with a teammate's significant other, yeah, that's gonna cause a crack in the locker room. So I that's just the speculation that's going on right now. But the fact of the matter is, the one thing was he wanted to stay in D.C. past the game. They told him no. And he decided to stay anyway, and you know you're being insubordinate. You know what I'm saying? Like you're not listening to what your bosses are saying, and you decided to do your own thing. So that's a fireable offense or a releasable offense.
Now with him, that you know, we're still trying to speculate and trying to find out more or less what's going on with that. As far as Stephon, it's you know, there seems to be a lot more information out.
Yeah,
that's
gonna be a he said, she said. And you know, if she's able to prove, then yeah, he could be locked up. Now, you know, not to say that, but it all depends how close the Patriots are to the you know Super Bowl.
that was gonna be the next question. Now, will this affect whether or not you know the trial goes his way or whatever the case may be?
I mean, the arraignment is January 23rd. They said it's the Friday before the AFC Championship game. That could be a game that's being held in Foxborough that weekend, or that's a game that could be in Denver or whatever or Jacksonville. However, it falls. But if New England does get the number one seed and they have home field, it'd be interesting to see. And he's having a good postseason. It'll be interesting to see.
It would be indeed. We will keep it locked there. And I need you guys to keep it locked here on 104.3 WQAM. You catch us on YouTube. You catch us on Twitch, the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn app, and much, much more. When we come back, if Josh Chappelle is available, we'll do some Cotton Bowl trivia. If not, we'll continue to preview the Cotton Bowl before we reflect on our Spanish call segment at the end of this hour. Stay tuned right here on 104.3 WQAM. I won't, though.
Please.
This is a classic. But I can do it. This is the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are live here on New Year's Eve. I want to thank you guys for listening in those last-minute errands in. You don't work tonight, do you, Vlad? Right?
No, I ain't doing a Canes game. Hell no. Okay, I got to figure out a way, though, to get to a destination now that I am without Whip. By the way, shout out to the fire rescue, Florida Highway Patrol, and everybody.
Definite shout out.
Shout out to them on Monday. I was in a little car
accident.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that you're doing okay. As we can see, you're still handsome as ever.
You know,
so
car looking good, Vlad.
Car could be broken, but not this face.
It's a moneymaker, right
there. Yeah. But I got to holler at some of the our advertisers for a new whip.
Oh yes, yeah, yes. I'm gonna need that.
I'm car shopping.
I heard there's a certain place with a price detail you may want to check out.
Maybe. How about your boy Vlad?
Yeah. Like I mentioned, we are here live on a New Year's Eve, December 31st, and there's one thing that multiple people, or you know, a majority of people are doing today, and that's attending, obviously, a New Year's party. A majority of people, I'll say,
like myself.
But there is also a small portion of people, specifically in the college football fandom area of the world, who are paying close attention to today's Cotton Bowl. And I hope you guys have been paying close attention to previous Cotton Bowls, because it's time for us to get into some Cotton Bowl trivia. Josh, as I'm sure you're aware, I am a child. Therefore,
you?
I must play games every time I have an opportunity to do so.
Silly. Silly sauce.
We have some trivia questions I will be asking you guys one at a time. I'll be kind enough to provide multiple choice, and obviously the goal is to get the most correct answers when the trivia is done. Do you guys understand the task at hand?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. I'm thinking of a number. This is a coin toss right here. Whoever comes closest to the coin or to the number wins the coin toss. I'm thinking of a
closest
number
to the
one
coin?
Through one through six. Go.
Four.
Damn it. Okay, well, it was four because of Devin Hester. But I'm going to give it to Josh. He's, you know, the guest. I would like to give him the opportunity to determine if he goes first or second.
Let me go second so I know what I need.
Ooh, okay. So you're one of those guys on Family Feud that's like, pass.
No. This is like when we're going to overtime. And I want to know what my opponent does first to know what I need after that.
All right. Okay. That's fair. All right. So let's go ahead and get into this Cotton Bowl trivia. We will go with question number one. Vlad, which future Heisman Trophy winner and NFL star accounted for a record 516 yards of total offense in the 2013 Cotton Bowl? Was it A, Baker Mayfield? Was it B, Kyler Murray? Was it C, Johnny Football? Or was it D, Lamar Jackson?
2013,
516 yards. Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Johnny Manziel, or Lamar Jackson?
Baker Mayfield, Johnny Manziel. It's got to be Johnny. It's Johnny Manziel.
All right. The correct answer is C, Johnny Manziel.
That's
that
right.
That is impressive. That's impressive.
There you go.
So those other names that you mentioned, they're just going to be all like.
No, because I just know that Kyler is like 7 years in the league. So for him to be playing in a bowl game 12 years ago, yeah, that would have been crazy.
Heard. Okay. Quick math. I like that. All right, Appel. The 2015 Cotton Bowl served as a CFP semifinal where Alabama famously shut out which Big Ten opponent 38-0? Was it A, Ohio State? Was it B, Michigan State? Was it C, Penn State? Or D, Wisconsin?
This guy gets four choices. I only get three? That's crazy.
No, you have four.
No, Lamar, I got
Johnny Football, Kyler Murray, and Baker.
Was it Wisconsin?
The correct answer is Michigan State.
Okay, so Michigan State was actually going to be my guess, but then I thought, I feel like I'm a little too, that they were better in like the early 2010s as opposed to 2015. So I for whatever reason, I was like, Wisconsin sounds right. But it was.
I would have said Wisconsin too. They sound like a team that would get shut out.
So now I'm down by one.
Yes.
Down by one. Vlad, ready for question number two?
Yes.
All right. Which quarterback famously led Ole Miss to back-to-back Cotton Bowl victories in 2004?
Elijah?
And 2009.
Wait, 2004 and 2009?
How is that back-to-back?
That's not back-to-back.
This isn't your question.
Only did you write the question wrong?
This is Google Gemini. I'm not going to lie to you. But this is a trick question. Only Javon Sneed was the starter for the 2009 win, but Eli Manning is. This is a stupid question. I'm sorry. Minus one to that. And let's give you a
minus one
question.
To you.
Minus that's one to fair. You. But I did say Elijah, thinking that there's only. It could have been Eli Manning.
Yeah, 2004.
I was going to say Jeremiah Masoli.
Sneed was the guy's name, but Jeremy I don't even care about him anymore because he ruined my freaking trivia.
Boo the host. Boo.
Boo him.
Boo.
All right. Which university holds a record for most victories in Cotton Bowl history? Is it A, Texas A&M, B, Alabama, C, Notre Dame, or D, Texas?
I feel like it should be Texas, but I have a low-key feel it'd probably be the Aggies. I'm going to go Aggies, but it's probably Longhorns, but I'm going to go Aggies.
All right. He selects
Texas A&M.
The correct answer is Texas.
Yeah.
Longhorns.
Yeah.
With 11 wins. That's pretty good.
No, I was wrong. I said the Aggies. I know. I said it's probably going to be the Longhorns, but I'm going to go with Aggies.
Yeah, I know. Your gut was there.
Yeah.
Your gut was there.
1-1. Oh, 1-0. Still 1-0.
All right. A popular stadium souvenir made its debut at the 1978 Cotton Bowl.
You're talking to Josh Appel like he was there, like he was alive.
No. This is, but hey, man, if you know trivia, you know trivia. Appel is definitely born in 91.
Nope. Close.
90.
Nope. You're getting colder.
93. 92.
Warmer.
Damn, Appel. Oh, wait a minute. Appel's 32. He's like.
Not 32 yet.
Oh, you're not you just cracked 31. You're like 94.
Yeah.
So accomplished.
Jeez.
So accomplished. Without your father, you're really like 35.
I feel like it. I have the hair of a 60-year-old, which is none.
Great. But the face of a model. Now,
the radio.
What popular souvenir made its debut at the 1978 Cotton Bowl? Was it the rally towel, the cowbell, the foam finger, or the rally monkey? I don't even know what that is.
I'm going to say C, foam finger.
The correct answer is foam finger.
Bam, bang.
Back in the game, baby.
Bang.
He's back in the game. All right. Known as the chicken soup game, Joe Montana led an incredible 22-point comeback in an ice storm during the 1979 Cotton Bowl. Which team did Notre Dame defeat? Was it A, Texas? Was it B, Houston? Was it C, Nebraska? Or was it D, Texas A&M?
What's the four teams again? Texas, Nebraska.
Texas, Houston, Nebraska, Texas A&M. The chicken soup game. You don't remember the chicken soup game, dude?
Texas, Houston, Nebraska.
Appel remembers the chicken soup game.
I'm going to go with Nebraska. I don't. I'll go with Nebraska.
All right. The correct answer is Houston.
No. Well, I was wrong. Houston was good at the time? They were actually
apparently
good?
Not. Yeah, I guess in 1979 they were good. All right. This may be an easy question, but it may not be. I'm going to fire it off. If you guys want to give me a minus one and give Appel a harder question for the win, I understand. But the Cotton Bowl Stadium was famously known as the house that blank built. Because of the massive crowds drawn by a star running back in the 1900s.
That's an easy one, man.
Is it?
Yeah. Can I get multiple choice answers here?
No, you shouldn't even get a multiple choice. You should know the answer.
Is it an easy one?
Yes, it is.
Right, why all of a sudden are we not doing multiple
choice? No, you could give him the multiple choice, but he's going to know. Okay. Once you give him the multiple choice, it's an easy answer.
Is it Earl Campbell? Is it Roger Staubach? Is it Bo Jackson or Doak Walker?
Oh, God.
All right. See, it's not that easy.
That is easy. Come on.
Is it Earl?
No way.
Cotton Bowl Stadium.
Apple. Josh. As a house he said 1900s. It's Doak. They named the running back. Yeah, you said it after you said Earl Campbell.
Yeah, that was my. It's the important thing is I got there eventually.
What? After you got the wrong answer.
Hold on, nah. We got to talk to the referees here. We got to talk to the referee. Was that a catch?
No, it was not
the ground.
He did not survive.
Survived the ground.
No, you said Campbell.
Let's see.
He said Campbell.
I will give you guys each one final question.
Please do.
And that will be what decides it, all right? Who is the only NFL owner, and this will be not multiple choice, by the way, to have won a college national championship as a player in the Cotton Bowl and a Super Bowl as an owner?
Jerry Jones.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
With Arkansas. Yeah, and with Jimmy.
In 2023... Tulane pulled off one of the biggest upsets in bowl history by defeating USC. Which Tulane player set a Cotton Bowl record with 4 rushing touchdowns in that game?
Tajay Spears.
Yeah, we both got it. Yeah, next question.
Which She only has
Doug Walker experts.
Why does something out there? My everybody's just a, just an expert on this now. Okay, ready. Mm-mm. This better not be. If this is Doug Walker again, I'm going to be pissed. Who founded the Cotton Bowl Classic in 1937, even using his own financial reserves to fund the first game?
You going to give us multiple choice?
Was it Jerry Jones?
No.
Was it Doak Walker? Was it Lamar Hunt? Or was it J. Curtis Sanford?
I want to say Lamar Hunt.
I want to say Lamar Hunt, too. But since he said it first, I'm going to go with the last guy. But I kind of feel like it's Lamar Hunt. But I'm going to go with the last guy. What's his name? Thurston Howell III?
Correct. J. Curtis Sanford.
Yeah, that guy. So,
question was, for all the marbles here, who founded the Cotton Bowl Classic in 1937?
I'm going to go with Sanders. I'm going to go with J. Sanders.
Colonel Sanders is not on there. J. Curtis Sanford.
Yeah, Sanford, Sanders, whatever. I'm going with J. I'm going to go with the J.
Correct answer is J. Curtis Sanford.
Yeah.
Wow, at the buzzer. Doak Walker.
Sorry. Doak Walker couldn't make that much money after retiring to start the Cotton Bowl.
I'm drawing a P in the sky towards the press box, and I'm putting this result on their protest, okay?
That's it. I like it. The Earl Campbell question will be under review as well. We're going to do whatever we can.
We're looking at it. Vlad wins. Yay! You know, but you know who else we want to win?
Who's that? Oh, you know.
We want the U to win.
The Hurricanes, baby.
We want the U to win.
We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I will show you the secret to the Miami Hurricanes victory, and it all has to do with the Spanish lineage that is rich in culture in South Florida. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, that and more on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is a football Friday. It is a bye week for the Dolphins, but it is noon action for the Miami Hurricanes tomorrow as they take on the Virginia Tech Hokies. No more home games for the Miami Hurricanes, so they do travel to Blacksburg. But lucky for them, they don't have to deal with that crazy Blacksburg nighttime in which Vlad said he can smell the racism.
Fam.
I believe it.
I heard the Deliverance music.
Yeah.
They were rattling the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's something about seeing, you know, three teeth people.
Just like a riot.
Yeah, it's
not good.
And around Halloween, looked like they've been sleeping all night by the stadium.
That's crazy.
It's nasty, bro.
Yeah, it is. It is for sure.
All you see is flannel. It's just, yeah, man.
But like a vampire during the day, all the powers are just removed from that place. Nooner, sleepy nooner. And Miami Hurricanes have a secret weapon, ladies and gentlemen. They have a secret weapon that goes beyond game plan, schemes, X's and O's, or even jersey colors. This is something that is deep rooted in mysticism and magical abilities. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to play something for you. Vlad, we're going to start with the first clip here.
This setup is kidding me. Let's get to it. What the hell?
No, for real. How long did it take you to write that up?
What are you doing, dude?
Vlad, give me the first clip.
Cinco por jugar. Por poco alcanzan a CJ Carr. Se trata de quitar más por la izquierda. Le viene toda la defensa. ¿Qué vas a hacer, CJ Carr? Tirarla para afuera porque lo iban a matar. Y señoras y señores, los huracanes le dicen que no a Notre Dame.
Cuarto down y nueve yardas.
All I heard was si, senor, si, senor.
I love how you call for this, and two people on this show cannot understand a word.
He can't either.
Wait, three people. For the exception of you, J. Fick.
You're right.
For the exception of J. Fick.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was an incomplete pass.
Hey, don't let the last name fool you.
Ladies and gentlemen, who the hell cares what he was saying? Did you hear that?
Oh, who cares?
That was an incomplete pass, dude. Let me hear a Mark Fletcher TD run. Mind you, this was from 2 yards away. Vlad, please play me a 2 yard TD run.
Beck que la tiene, Beck buscando, sale hacia la derecha, el disparo para la zona de anotación con una mano.
Wow.
Miami.
Wow.
Touchdown, los Huracanes.
Wow.
De fantasía, de fantasía. Esto es una jugada de fantasía. Un touchdown para
fantasía.
A todos los Rock Exterior.
Michael Irving dándole la mano.
Hey, it sounds like Michael he went Irving from 75 out. Right.
This was a 2 yard run from Mark Fletcher. 2 yard run that turned into.
Usually, I can hear the name though.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually, they act a fool and they go Fletcher. They didn't even do that. I couldn't hear no name.
Guys, I don't think you understand how deep.
So sorry on Marcos's behalf, Leroy.
Yeah. Look. Let me hear. You guys think that was great? Let me hear this fumble recovery, JFig. If you like the fantasia. Wait till you hear
fantasia.
This. Fantasia. Wait till you hear this right here. Let me get a fumble recovery, please, Vlad.
Completa con el receptor y ahí mismo estaba.
Se cayó la bola.
El defensor de Miami, la pelota se ha perdido y la recuperan los Huracanes, señoras y señores. Qué lindo, qué hermoso. Lo hizo los Huracanes. Justin Scott, el protagonista de esa jugada defensiva.
Wow, dude.
I think I heard recovery or recapture.
Uh-huh. Qué lindo.
Qué hermosa.
I mean, come on, what are we talking about here? Have you ever, look, you don't have to be a Spanish three nerd to know.
I would definitely need to have video of the game while I'm listening to that.
Yeah, but I mean, look, God bless Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr. But on the television broadcast, you know, you don't get that same kind
very
of
intense
pizzazz. He just looked at something that happened on a football field with a bunch of grown men. Yeah, I mean, they're college kids, but you get it. And thought that the best way to describe it was, que lindo. One more time, let me hear the fumble recovery, please. This is just, honestly, art.
Completa con el receptor y ahí mismo estaba.
Se cayó la bola.
El defensor de Miami, la pelota se ha perdido y la recuperan los Huracanes, señoras y señores. Qué lindo, qué hermoso. Lo hizo. Lo hizo los
hermoso.
Huracanes. Justin Scott, hermoso. El protagonista de esa jugada defensiva.
Wow.
Defensiva.
Wow. Does that matter
to you?
That sounds so much better than what I see on TV.
Mr. Herzen,
that sounds
so disappointed
like
in me now.
Tobin talking about Drew Smith.
Oh, I mean, the way. Now, look, there is a player that the broadcast, and by the way, you can hear all these calls on our sister station, 790 Radio Libre, every time there's Miami Hurricanes football.
This is great.
Now, I told myself I would find you a better call, but you're going to be able to hear in this call alone of this is our boy Malachi, or at least I thought it was Malachi Tony.
Not the way you spell it.
Fielding a punt.
You don't know how to spell Malachi?
Oh. Bro, I show you this.
Listen.
You know what I remember when I hear Malachi?
Yeah.
You remember first Sunday? When they go into the
church?
Massage parlor.
Oh,
and
oh.
He, ooh, love you. What's your name? Mordecai.
Why did I think Queen Latifah was in first Sunday? I think that's racist of me. But this that's messed up. This specific player, Malachi Tony, has really set himself apart. Listen to how the broadcast attempts or succeeds in saying Malachi Tony's name.
Y se va a quedar ahora a la izquierda, Malachi Fields.
I'm sorry.
What?
So this is Malachi Fields, right? Malachi as he's fielding a punt. Malachi fields the punt, right? But let me hear it one more time, please.
Y se va a quedar ahora a la izquierda, Malachi Fields.
Malachi?
Malachi.
Malachi, Malachi Fields.
That is wild.
he won R away from calling him some BS. Malachi.
One more time, let me please hear that.
Y se va a quedar ahora a la izquierda, Malachi Fields.
Malachi Tony has been lighting it up for the Miami Hurricanes as a standout freshman all season.
And is he so Malachi Fields? Malachi is the secret. It's the secret.
Malachi is it's
that's
not
equivalent to Leroy Ford.
Yeah, no.
No, but see, Leroy.
He got the name right. He just pronounced it wrong.
Malachi. But see, look, maybe that's just, I don't know. Fig, do you know any Hispanic Malachis?
Hey, wouldn't that be something?
Actually, yes.
The guy he did the game with, if the guy he did the game with would have pulled something, we would do and look over at him and go, mm-mm.
See now.
No, 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 no.
It is something that happens throughout the broadcast. And I don't know if you guys know that his name is Baby Jesus. Apparently, that's his nickname that they've given him from his high school days.
Baby Jesus?
Yeah.
Bebe Jesus, I'm assuming, because there has to be some sort of
J-Fix, like, enough of your bad Spanish, Marco.
Minus one.
There has
Please
to
cut
be
it out, man.
Some sort of translation.
You're not even Rosetta Stone right now.
I look, this is something that I brought to everyone's attention. I told you guys I will be here next Wednesday, and I think Friday is the best of, so I'm off the hook there. So next Wednesday before Thanksgiving, we will return with the Malachi Tony sounds, as I know he will be an integral part of Virginia Tech's loss in Blacksburg.
I'm going to tell you what you better do.
Do the Spanish announcing travel to Blacksburg as well, or do you do the game from, you know, local?
That is a good question, because I do hear a crowd, obviously, but I'm
crowd noise.
But they've had so many home games that I don't, you know, I don't even know. How many times have they traveled? Like twice?
Oh, man.
So I think if you're looking at it from a budget-friendly perspective, I think they've gone every game thus far. So I'm going to assume in my brain that they're in Blacksburg.
That's a great answer.
Like, in my brain, the perspective of someone who's, like, hopeful that I get more Malachi Tony calls next week, yeah, they're going to be there live from Blacksburg.
To clarify, that's what you believe is a secret.
The secret weapon is our Spanish broadcast, because it brings us the spunk and flavor that
they ain't better than La Voz.
I mean, you know, it's just first year. First year, we're just giving it a shot. We got Malachi Tony on the bench.
Malachi Fields.
You know, we got. Can I hear the fumble recovery one more time? Just because if we're going over what's more exciting, things I have to watch on TV or these people call a fumble recovery, I'm always going to go with this broadcast team.
Completa con el receptor y ahí mismo estaba.
Se cayó la bola.
El defensor de Miami, la pelota se ha perdido y la recuperan los huracanes, señoras y señores. Qué lindo, qué hermoso. Lo hizo los huracanes. Justin Scott, el protagonista de esa jugada defensiva.
That's got swagger. I'm sorry. That has got swagger.
Que lindo. Hermoso.
That is the call you tell your girlfriend not to worry about. And then you look at you, this guy. He's going to sneak up on with that. This is how you call sports. This is how you're supposed to call sports. Not that boring all. Oh, he takes the ball. He scores a touchdown. Who cares? I just heard a fumble recovery that was as good as Marv Albert.
The problem is I still don't know what the hell just happened.
Oh, who cares? It's all vibes, Leroy. It's all vibes. We were actually...
Honestly, Leroy, Marcos probably has no idea either.
So. No, yeah. I'm going off of context clues.
Literally, he's just... you want to know how he really did this segment just now?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the most show pony segment you've ever had.
But I will tell you this. In all of show poniness, this is some of his best work.
Come on, guys.
What he just basically did... Just come to the control production room during the breaks. Just went to a game.
Yep.
Just went to a rant, like any game. Got the full game and just literally went eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And then luckily he found the right segment where there was actually going
on. Oh, so this wasn't really no show prep.
No, there was no show prep. He just basically just like, let me put it here. Yeah. It's an hour, 12 minutes into the game. Yeah. And he just luckily found where the guys are saying Malachi Tony's name. And
some
goes,
may say it was luck.
Absolute luck.
Others may say.
Absolute luck.
That's destiny, baby.
You know why I know, Leroy? Because this is what you would do, Leroy. If you were doing prep, you would get the game. Yeah. You would go to the game. Mm. Go on like whatever site, get the game, and then follow the plays.
Follow the plays with,
And then you would be able to do it. But there's two things that was going to happen here. The man don't know Spanish, even though he's Spanish.
Yeah, but hey, those were good calls.
So he can't read. He wouldn't understand what to do.
He's so lucky that all this man was saying was hermoso.
No way. Guys, again, we can say it was luck. Or we can say Stevie Wonder got behind the wheel. And what do you know? I made it to my destination.
Yeah.
Did okay. you?
There's a lot of work in
it. It's funny. And then all of a sudden, Stevie Wonder gets behind the wheel and then runs into a tree and crashes the car.
Look, I don't want him to be my Uber, but I gave him a shot and he made it.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy did that joke.
Good. His special is actually really funny. I think that's out.
The Netflix.
That documentary?
Yeah.
Pretty good. When we come back, it is time to bury some people. Find out who's dead to me on the Tobin and Leroy Show.